Aircheckdownloads.com.
The Velvets. And I asked the great Beryl Ann Boyd when that was first broadcast. 1964. Just a twinkle in me grandfather's eye, I was. News time.
BBC News at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, the 9th of April. Good morning, this is John Marsh. BBC News, it's 8:05.
It's not a slow news day or anything, is it, Johnny?
No, very interesting information.
Yes, indeed. Do people get paid to do that kind of research?
I would do it for nothing.
Humphrey, we're leaving. Mika. Now, that's terrific, isn't it? Yeah. Grace Kelly, the song that first brought him to our ears. And on The Apprentice last night, to ring the changes. Is it tonight? Well, I don't know. I always have a subsequent engagement, so I never see it. And The Apprentice, to ring the changes, we expect to see the teams split along class lines instead of boys against girls. Oh, there's a good idea. Oh, this year's toffs are more arrogant than ever, and the salt-of-the-earth types at the other extreme, who've worked their way up from nothing to become acting regional assistant deputy sales director, are just as bad. Yeah, I'm bound to say it doesn't exercise a tremendous fascination for me, The Apprentice. I'm sure it's gets a wonderful audience, so, you know, these people know what they're doing, despite what you think. I do feel Jenny Bond could have taken a little more interest. Jenny comes in for a deal of what can only be described as shellacking from the viewers, particularly the ones who write to me, and I'm sure she doesn't deserve it. Tansy says, I feel Jenny could have taken a lot more interest in Chef Stephen's cockles last night, especially when he first steamed them, and then, to really kill him off, he fried them, and he didn't whimper once. You see, it's a man's game. A song froide, that's called. I was recently on a hen party to Blackpool. You know how to live, Sophie Maynard. Heavens. Don't tell me the old Dublin tradition of hen and stag nights. Take all your clothes off and strap you to a lamppost. No. No, I was walking down the seafront. I discovered an amazing picture of you on a tram stop. I had to get my picture taken, much to the joy of my fellow hens. Sophie Maynard, currently on leave, listening with her mum. No, send the picture, Sophie, because I don't frankly believe it. Oh, no. What am I doing on a tram stop in Blackpool? This is Melody. Melody Gardot. American musician. Philadelphia.
Good night.
Bobbidi-dingly-boo. Tickety dang, swaggity boodly diddly ding, oh, bong bong dingly bang. Melody Gardot, yeah. Lyrics by Noel Card, and that's good night and a good morning. Always apposite. It's almost 14 minutes past 8, so what's going on, Tell? I don't know, Jan. You ax me. Cor blimey, if walls it is, the old cellar at the Vic could tell a few stories. Well, of course, I don't want to know too much, because I've got it recorded, you see. Last night, it was Cheryl and Phil. No, about to go into a clinch. Cor, what's he seeing her, then? Aren't you? What's she seeing him? Over the years, the cellar down the Vic has seen many a tryst, not to mention a burial. Chrissy put Dirty Den 6 feet under, didn't he? Killed twice, he was. Apart from the cellar, the ladies' loo at the Vic has been the assignation point for lots of romping. Yeah, the very little romping ever done around here. Oh, no. And last night, the loos at Holby General seemed to be getting the same kind of action from a senior surgeon and a nurse. Now, I know there's a shortage of beds in the health service, but that's ridiculous.
This weekend on BBC Radio 2.
It's all about resting, relaxing, talking, listening, recouping.
Michael Ball's Sunday Brunch hosts a morning of music and conversation. Then, from 1, Sir Tim Rice chooses his essential musicals with Elaine Page.
I hope Andrew's listening.
Michael Ball's Sunday Brunch from 11, and Elaine Page from 1.
This is the joy of finishing at 1 o'clock.
This weekend, on 88 to 91 FM, BBC Radio 2.
Oh, it's showbiz, love. Have you seen that marvellous car advert? Oh, Pat, we've all seen it with the dog. But I don't really like it, really. I didn't really. It's been taken off now, anyway, because anthropomorphic people have decided it's cruel to the dog. Was shown to them that it wasn't cruel to the dog, but they still took it off. Anyway, why don't they take off some of the awful ads, like that rich woman who has £35,000 worth of plastic surgery and tries to pretend that she goes to a cheap supermarket to buy cut-price food? Who could that be? Steam coming out of her ears. No, Pat Stimson's ears. Suits you.
NewCheckDownloads.com.